Joel Salvin, my guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Donovan. I think one of your greatest albums is certainly Sunshine Superman. And you say in the autobiography that most of the songs were actually inspired by your failed relationship with Linda Lawrence, who is now and has been for quite some time your wife. Was Young Girl Blues about her?
Yeah, Young Girl Blues. Sunshine Superman pours out of me because I caught Linda all the way through the summer of 65 and into the winter. And she was the first charismatic model, beatnik, girlfriend of the first charismatic rock star, Brian Jones. I met Brian before I met Linda in the first demos of late 64. So I met the first guy I met was Brian. And he was along the street in Tin Pan Alley making demos with the Rolling Stones in late 64. Little did I know when I met Linda in that fourth Ready, Steady, Go, fell in love with her, that she had a child with Brian. All the way through 65, I courted her, but she wasn't ready for another tearing around the paparazzi and the celebrity. And she was only 16 when she met Brian. Now she was almost 18. Like, devastatingly beautiful, but it's very sad. We had a lot of fun. Then she decided to go to California with her boy and to get away from this extraordinary celebrity she was under and grow up. And she wasn't ready. And she said, I got to do this. Broke my heart, and then I wrote Sunshine Superman, song after song. Young Girl Blues, I didn't think all the songs were for Linda, but well, as I was writing the book, Joel, I started seeing the references.
It's Saturday night. It feels like a Sunday in some ways. If you had any sense, you'd maybe go away for a few days. Be that as it may, you can only say you are lonely. You are but a young girl working your way through the phonies. Cafe on, milk gone, such a sad light unfading. Yourself you touch, but not too much. You hear it's degrading. The flowers on your stockings wilting away in the midnight. The book you are reading is one man's opinion of moonlight. Your skin is so white, you'd like maybe to go to bed soon. Just closing your eyes if you were to rise up before noon. Wheels, all the losers are grooving. Your dream, strange scene, images are moving. Your friends, they are making a pop star or two every evening. You know that scene backwards, they can't see the patterns they're weaving. Your friends, they're all models, but you soon got over that one. You sit in your one room, a little brought down in London. Cafe on, milk gone, such a sad light unfading. Yourself you touch, but not too much. You've heard it's degrading. It's Saturday night. It feels like a Sunday in some ways. If you had any sense, you'd maybe go away for a few days. Be that as it may, you can only say you are lonely. You are but a young girl and you're working your way through the phony.
There are songs of yours that I associate with California from back then. The Trip?
That's right. It's so, it's like a travelogue to the inner journey as well, my songs. When we came in 65, we came in to do those crazy little TV shows, Shindig, and smaller ones in California, not only the Ed Sullivan in New York. But and so the first trip was a whiz, and it was a blur. I didn't really pick up on much because I was flying too fast. But then in early 66, I came into California, into Los Angeles, and stayed in the Spanish Rococo mansion of my publishing company, Peer Music, up in the hills there. Extraordinary, with a Tarzan pool and very rare flowers and beautiful, and just fell in love and obviously heard of California from the poets and from the music, and there we were, plugged in immediately. The first gig was in a place called The Trip. It was on Sunset Boulevard. We all knew about the Whiskey A Go-Go. That was the famous one. But across from Ben Frank's on Sunset was the Playboy Club. Down at the bottom of the building of the Playboy Club, there was a tiny little jazz dive. When I arrived, it was called The Trip. It's gone now. And so that's where I was to play my opening, my real opening in L.A., and everybody was there.
Driving to downtown L.A. about a midnight hour, and it all knows the blew my mind. I got caught in a colored shower. Those lights were titter twinkling on sunset. I saw a sign in the sky. I said to trip, trip, to trip, to trip, I trip, trip. I couldn't keep up if I tried. We stopped at a reality company to get some instant sleep, and the driver turned and said, "Welcome back." Smiled and he said, "Beep beep." What goes on, cheek cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know what goes on all around me. What goes on? I really wanna know. I went in to come on my dream of woman. She got a sequins in her hair. I like she stepped out of a Buffalina film. She sat in a white straw chair. I want to thought I'd take a second look, just to see what I could see. That my scene had popped out like a bubble does. There was nobody there but me. I said, "The girl, you drank a lot of drink, me, but you ain't in a wonderland. You know I might have been there to greet you, child, when your trip and share a touch is sad. What goes on, cheek to cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know. What goes on, cheek to cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know. And your silver goblet of a wine is a too bad. I held in a beach of glove. Other nights they toast the tournament. The falcons they fly above. But your queen will a drink of a do it tonight. But the jester she cries alone, because a Merlin spoke of an instant spell to make the devil's white knights moan. And all in all, the seagull said, as I look to where I've been, the whole wider human race is taken far too much method, friend. One goes sparkles everywhere. I handed Julian, he sat on a diamond ring, and it talked of the days gone by. We spoke of a common kaleidoscope, and the pros and the cons of Zen. And he spoke and he said to follow a piece of cake, it really did heaven, yeah. Bob Dylan, he said the matter had to broken hourglass in his hand. And a Julius sat in a white lace looking cool with a black lace fan. Oh, what goes on?
In the trip, there was an extraordinary amount of people arrived, and I fell in love with California and started writing. And the trip expresses that extraordinary spring that we spent there. Half of the album Sunshine Superman had already been made in late 65 in Abbey Road. The jazz fusions and classical. The other half was made in CBS Studios in California, in Los Angeles. And so it has all that flavor, yeah, of the West Coast.
All right. This is Joel Selvin. We'll be back with more with my guest tonight, Donovan.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy.